Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about something that kind of set the world ablaze after Google I.O., and that is Firebase. So Firebase, if you're not too sure what it is, I'll give you their byline and then my own take on it. It's the tools and infrastructure you need to build better apps and grow successful businesses. How I've always seen it is kind of like a back-end as a service, but the infrastructure line makes more sense since the changes with Firebase that were announced at Google I.O. Now, for anyone who doesn't know about Firebase, they're a company that's been around for a fair while. I think it was the end of 2014, they were acquired by Google. And this is always a scary thought, you know, good service comes along and next thing they get bought by someone big. And usually those services go away. So in taking Google's example, there was a great email client, Sparrow, which got kind of like acqui-hired by Google, and that client is essentially now gone. There's no active development on that. So it was a little bit of a scary thought to think that Firebase could just go away. But it looks like that is a big no. So after the huge announcements that have come from Firebase from Google I.O., the main thing to note here that it is kind of like a relaunch of Firebase, but the existing functionality that it previously had is still there. It's just become better and added more features. So where I really see this fitting in before I get into the overviews and features is it's great if you want to prototype something out, or if you just don't want to build a backend or any infrastructure yourself. Those are the two kind of avenues where I see it really working exceptionally well. So what I'll do is I'll go over the overview, then go into the features, and then touch on the pricing, because I think the pricing, they've absolutely like nailed it down. It's great. So Firebase allows you to move fast. So it's a mobile platform that helps you quickly develop high-quality apps, grow your user base, and earn more money. So Firebase is made up of complementary features that can mix and match to fit your needs. So you can forget about the infrastructure. They implementing Firebase is really quick and easy, has very intuitive APIs and packaged into a single SDK. So that way you can focus on solving your customers' problems and not waste time building complex infrastructure, which happens quite often. So you think about if you're building, say, a native application or maybe a JavaScript web application, you then have to build a backend generally. So that means you've got to learn Rails or Phoenix or Express or some other the backend language that will be able to take any requests or information being sent to the API, you know, do whatever it needs to do, put it into a database, maybe format images and things like that. It takes that burden off you and allows you to just focus on the main parts of your application. So it's really nice there. It allows you to make smart data-driven decisions. Firebase Analytics, it's a free kind of analytics platform within Firebase itself. So it gives you insights into your users, ad clicks, app usage, all that kind of stuff. And it works across all the different facets of what Firebase now provides as well. It works across platforms. So as I spoke about native apps and web JavaScript apps, it also the APIs and the SDKs are for iOS, Android, JavaScript, and C++. And you can expand to a different platform without modifying your infrastructure, which is really nice. It means you can then start scaling to various areas. So doing it in iOS and you want to do something now in Android to complement, easy done. It's free to start. So they have a free tier, which for a lot of people, that's all you're going to need for quite some time, maybe even forever, depending on what your application is like. So it's really nice there. And then there's some other paid features that they have. And you can decide to transition to the two paid plans that they have once you're ready. And I'll touch on pricing and the plans a little bit later on. And of course, there's support. So they offer free email support to every developer. And the Firebase team and Google developers. So it's quite nice there. So you've got experts who are active on various online communities through Stack Overflow, GitHub, etc. They really want to make sure that you can build what you want through Firebase. So it's quite nice that they're being very supportive there. So to get down to the features and break these down, so they've got analytics. So at the heart of Firebase is Firebase Analytics. free and unlimited analytics solution. So you can see user behavior and measure attribution from a single dashboard, and it's pretty impressive. I really recommend checking out the Google I/O talks because there is an absolute ton covering Firebase and all these features here. They've got essentially got talks for parts of them or kind of like single ones. So there's one huge one just on analytics, but they do mesh some things in like the database with analytics and things like that. So really recommend checking out those talks. You can find them on YouTube. There's cloud messaging. So this was formerly known as Google Cloud Messaging. So it's now called Firebase Cloud Messaging, and it's cross-platform. So Android, iOS, and the web again. So it lets you reliably deliver and receive messages and notifications at no cost, which is quite nice there. They bundled that in. You also get authentication. So this is something that they had previously before Firebase was acquired, and it allows you to implement a complete authentication system. And it supports, you know, email and password, but it also supports Facebook, Twitter, GitHub, Google Sign-In, and a bunch of those theirs. And it makes it nearly, not quite, but nearly a drop-in replacement for any kind of authentication. So it's really nice there. Of course, there is the database, which I briefly touched on earlier. But the thing is with the database, it's a real-time database. So if you want to get that real-time interaction, boom, you get it for free. Pretty simple. And there's nothing really different that you have to do. So if you're coding an Ember application, you just add in the little Ember add-on and boom, there you go. You've got like real-time database interactions in your Ember application for doing nothing. So there's a huge win there. The database is stored in a NoSQL database, and it's all JSON. Really nice to even just go through. They've done a really good job there to browse it all. The next is storage, so you can store and retrieve user-generated content, so images, audio, video, anything like that. It's all accessed through the SDK. You can host through them now. So you can have production-grade hosting, and you can deploy web and mobile apps to a global CDN with a single command, so it's quite nice. The next one is really interesting is remote config, so you can update your app without deploying a new version. So quickly deliver the right experience to the right users. This was pretty impressive to me. I really just recommend just going and checking out the actual Google I/O talk. Really impressive to see how that works. They've also got some examples of them coding, like live coding an iOS and Android app side by side, working on the same kind of code base there. The same Firebase account. So you can see how that cross-platform works. Next is test labs, so you can test in like a lab-based environment, not on your users, and make sure it all works and doesn't affect anyone. You got crash reporting, so it allows you to keep track of your app, make sure it's stable, you know, where there's any issues after you've published an app, so you can see which versions and all that kind of stuff. You got notifications, so you can engage with your users at the right moment. This is quite nice. You can actually be very granular with this as well. It's very impressive. Again, another talk you need to watch. So it allows you to easily manage notification campaigns. So schedule and send messages to engage the right users at the most relevant time. Really impressive. This was really cool. I really enjoyed the talk in general was really good, but the features are just, it's really well thought out. I quite like what they've done there. You've got dynamic links, which this one kind of ruffled feathers a little bit on Twitter. When I was watching the announcement, they were saying that some people are a bit here and there about it. Well, not they weren't actually saying it in their thing, but on Twitter, coming through the feed, there was very mixed responses. But essentially, dynamic links are smart URLs that dynamically change behavior to provide the best experience across different platforms. So dynamic links can survive the app install process and take users to relevant content, whether they're a brand new user or a long-time customer. So I recommend reading about that and seeing what your thoughts are. I'm kind of on the fence about it. Interesting though. Next one is more for your native app development, and that is invites. So it gives you out-of-the-box solution for app referrals and sharing. So you can let your existing users share your app or their favorite in-app content. You can do that via email or SMS and use it in conjunction with promotions. So you can use that and then increase your acquisition and retention, etc. The next is AdWords. So you can automatically link AdWords to a user segment that you define in Firebase Analytics, and that can improve your ad targeting and optimize how well your campaigns work. And the last feature they have is AdMob. So anyone who wants to monetize through engaging ads, you can do that. So you can monetize your app while still giving the users a pretty good experience. So that's essentially what you get out of the box, and it comes down to essentially three plans. So there's a free plan, and there's a fairly big grid about what you get. A lot of it's mainly around concurrency, like how many concurrent users you can have, how much data you can transfer, and how much data you can store. There's a bunch of other things there as well. There's also Flame, which is the second plan, which is $25 per month. And I think this is going to cover quite a large audience. So if you don't fit in the free plan, that $25 a month will certainly suit you usually. And the good thing about this is it gives you kind of a set price. So you know what you're going to be paying for. But then if you're for some reason going massive, you can do is pay as you go. Now, I like this model simply because you're only going to pay for what you use essentially. And there's also a calculator on there as well that can help you roughly estimate what you need. But the main thing from this pricing is you can transition from any of them very quickly and very easily. So they've really thought that out well there. But that's essentially it. I'd love to know your thoughts. Have you been using Firebase? Like, were you using it before Google bought it? What is it like now after Google's bought it? Have you notice anything that's good or bad or what? Have you been playing around with Firebase, trying it out? I'd love to know your thoughts and your feedback on it. I'm trying to find some projects where I can play around with in more of a real world environment. But other than that, I'd really just love to know your feedback on it. It'd be great to hear. So that's essentially it though. If you do have any questions or comments or anything like that, you can send them through to my email, codecatchup@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on codecatchup.com for this episode, or you can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchup. Also, if you do have a spare few moments and you're enjoying the podcast, I'd really appreciate if you can do a little rating and review in iTunes. It really helps me out, as well as it provides some more visibility into the podcast. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.